This is Brian Cambria with this regional news for Monday, December 23rd, 2013. A civil lawsuit filed last week against the administration of the Grand Junction Regional Airport claims that fraud and deception were widespread. As the Daily Sentinel reports, the suit was filed by former airport security coordinator Donna Van Landingham, who was fired back in 2011. The suit was filed against both the Airport Authority Board of Directors and Aviation Director Rex Tippett. In it, Van Landingham claims she was fired for refusing to carry out orders that she felt constituted fraud. The suit claims that firing was also meant to keep Van Landingham from exposing fraud to authorities. A federal investigation into fraud allegations at the airport is currently underway, but most of the details are still sealed. FBI agents searched some of the airport's offices early last month, and the airport's board fired Director Rex Tippett earlier this month without giving an explanation. According to the Daily Sentinel, among other allegations, the suit specifically claims Tippett let some of the airport's board members buy used equipment for unfairly low prices. It also claims he awarded contracts to some family members of the board. The Daily Sentinel also reports that the three men who died in a plane crash just outside the Grand Mesa National Forest December 12th were reportedly flying low and looking for lost cattle. A preliminary report from the National Transportation Safety Board says William Kennan, Richard Platts, and pilot Dana Brewer took off to look for the livestock just after 11 a.m. and crashed around 1 p.m. The report says weather at the time allowed for and the men were flying under visual flight rules and operated without a set flight plan. There were no witnesses to the crash. The future of pot shops in Mountain Village is still up in the air after the town council there failed to reach a decision on whether to allow the shops in the town. The Watch reports the council's vote last week on the issue tied with 3 voting for and 3 against. The council is set to bring up the issue again at its January meeting. While retail marijuana sales are moving forward in nearby Telluride, the Mountain Village Council voted to place a moratorium on pot sales from the end of this month through the end of March. Mayor Dan Jansen has reportedly expressed his opposition to the shops, saying the ones in Telluride would easily satisfy any demand. Jansen also said he fears how the shops would affect the town's tourism economy, which he described as family-friendly. According to The Watch, the one town councilor who wasn't present at the meeting had previously expressed his support of allowing the shops in the town. And The Watch also reports that early next year, residents of Ouray will, for the first time ever, be able to help with the performance evaluation for Ouray's city administrator. Previously, the town only sought input from its department heads and council members, but Mayor Pam Larson has requested that the public be allowed to have their say as well. Ouray's town council is set to immediately begin collecting public comments on Administrator Patrick Rondinelli's performance. The evaluation will take place in early January and has to be completed by February 9th. Communities all across the Western Slope are wondering about the uncertain future of mining and drilling and the effect a slowdown could have on the region's economy. President of the Colorado Mining Association, Stuart Sanderson, recently told the Denver Post that the series of layoffs, accidents, and production cuts in the industries are, quote, tragic and unusual. According to the Post, many of the miners laid off at the Elk Creek mine in Somerset have received severance packages, but aren't likely to find supplemental work that pays as much as mining jobs do. Nearby West Elk Mine hasn't laid off any miners, but a contract with the Tennessee Valley Authority, one of its biggest customers, expires at the end of the year. As was recently reported by KVNF, a spokesman for the mine says it's too early to comment on the future of production at the mine and that the company is still looking at its operating plan for next year. But the North Fork Valley isn't the only area facing potential hurdles. The Peabody Energy Company recently announced it won't be going through with its plans to access new coal supplies near Steamboat Springs. Supplies at the 20-mile mine in Rout County are already dwindling. And most recently, Encana announced it wouldn't be drilling any new natural gas wells next year in the Piance Basin, since prices are too low. That news did result in some layoffs, although some employees were allowed to transfer the jobs to other areas. Despite the struggles, the Colorado Oil and Gas Association's director, David Ludlam, told the Post that prospects for the industry in the future are still strong. The Western Slopes brand of clean coal is still expected to be a hot commodity overseas in the coming years, and there's still reported to be nearly decades of shale gas left to be extracted in the Piance Basin. Amongst that, there's good news for Colorado's economy going into the new year. The latest economic forecast is projecting solid growth for 2014. As Bent to Brooklyn reports, the state's employment rate continues to grow faster than the nation's.
Jason Schrock is an economist with the Governor's Office of State Planning and Budgeting. He briefed lawmakers on the Joint Budget Committee.
The economy is becoming a little more boring. Don't take that the wrong way. Saying the economy is more boring is a good thing. I think we all know what it's like to live in interesting times. And when I say boring, it's just more stable, more durable.
Larson Silbaugh is a senior economist with the Nonpartisan Legislative Council. He thinks the economy is becoming immune to the ongoing financial debates in Congress, like the recent shutdown and budget ceiling talks.
Businesses and households have become less responsive to the constant brinkmanship and fiscal deadlines. If the negotiations around the debt ceiling are tense and go down to the wire, that will not have much of an impact. If we breach the debt ceiling and the Treasury Department has to prioritize which bills to pay, that could have serious repercussions throughout the financial sector and the broader economy.
Colorado is expected to add nearly 60,000 jobs next year. The report says one reason the state's economy is outperforming the country's is because many of the state's industries, such as energy, biotech, and agriculture, are doing well. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
For KVNF News, this is Brian Cambria. Good day.